Than Talent Radio.
More Heart Than Talent Radio is brought to you today by my free digital coaching program. Are you seeking a coach to assist you to reach the next level of your life and business? Do you own a business and feel stuck, not achieving your expectations? Are you already successful but just hit your lid? Today, you can discover the breakthrough experience with my free digital coaching program designed to shortcut the breakthrough process. In this four-part free training, you're going to learn principles and techniques seven-figure income earners use to manifest, create, and become abundant in any endeavor. To receive this free training, go to jeffreycombsdigitalcoaching.com to sign up now.
Psychology of self-worth. And there's a whole mindset that is required for you to really step into your power to be the person you know you're capable of. That means you start to develop your belief about yourself. Emotions give off a corresponding response, meaning that if you're in anxiety, fear, and doubt, and that energy is driven by anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, overwhelms, feelings, grief, and apathy. And if you find yourself frequently in those emotions, or you find yourself in doubt, fear, or anxiety, then that means that you're going to be telegraphing a mixed message. You're virtually walking through life with low self-esteem. Now, you can mask that self-esteem with a series of addictions: drugs, alcohol, compulsive spending, debting, sex, a whole multitude of situations to keep your emotions repressed. The medical community likes to point out that you either have anxiety or depression, and they like to medicate it with psychotropic drugs, barbiturates, or methamphetamine derivatives to keep your brain in an emotionally addicted state. It keeps it not quite as repressed and allows you to function. And that kind of function sometimes will allow you to have self-confidence. But there's a big disparity and a big difference between self-esteem and self-confidence. Confidence is how you feel about a situation, how you feel about a job, a task, a duty. Self-esteem is how you feel about yourself. Low self-esteem often allows you to talk yourself out of breaking through. It's what allows you to say to yourself, I haven't, so I can't. I haven't succeeded, so I can't bring anyone into my own self, anyone else into my circle of influence. So what I'm going to do is avoid. I'm going to educate and medicate myself more to stay in a repressed emotional state that keeps me in low self-esteem. Esteem is how I feel about self. And you can feel great about self without having success. As you start to feel comfortable with self, as you start to love self, as you start to be relaxed in your own body, as you're in an inner body experience, no longer in an overwhelmed state attempting to control the control that keeps you feeling out of control, as you let go of being overwhelmed, unorganized, undisciplined, and you start to step into that man and woman you know you're capable of, that is self-esteem. And that self-esteem is really how you feel about self. Not about production, not about results, about self. Because if you have to have production and results to fluff up your self-esteem, well, if you don't have the production or the results, then you don't have self-esteem. And this is unfortunately what many people do. They become addicted to production. They become addicted to results. They become addicted to success. So if their success wanes, their success wavers, then they don't have any self-worth. And that's what many people do. They attach their feelings around accomplishments. And accomplishments are good, but if you have an accomplishment consciousness, that means you're depending on your accomplishments to feel good. Now, even though that still is a component of success, you want to feel good despite accomplishments or no accomplishments because you are good enough. If you grew up in a household that there's addictions, there's trauma, there's anger, there's dysfunction in any multitude of situations, your body starts to react to the stimulus. And when you're the mind-body connection to that stimulus, then you're going to have your body flexing and flinching throughout life until you encounter someone like me who understands the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do. As you begin to easily and effortlessly let go of the cause that creates the effect, then you're not the mind-body connection to the events that drive your low self-esteem. And as you start to be lovable, capable, good enough, your energy shifts and changes. It begins to move. You begin to let go of the cause that creates the effect. And your self-confidence is different than your self-esteem. You'll begin to let go of some of your people-pleasing tendencies. People-pleasing tendencies are driven by the events that shape them, meaning that if you lose your innocence as a child, if you have to make payments to your parents from your job or from your task, if you have to give up your babysitting money, your cutting grass money, or any other multitude of situations, you're donating and contributing your money to your household, there's a high probability that you will grow up with money issues. You won't feel good enough. If you get violated, traumatized, abused, sexually violated, neglected, abandoned, rejected, this can also have a huge effect on your ability to feel lovable and good enough. When you're told that children are to be seen, not heard, when you have to grow up fast, you lose your innocence. When you have to take on the role of a grown-up, it can also create codependent tendencies, caretaking tendencies, over-obligating tendencies, doing more for others than ever doing for self, putting yourself last, not having a balance when it comes to taking care of you. As you begin to have a better understanding of why you do what you do, then you can move into a state called let go. Letting go is the ability, and it's a skill. It's an ability and a skill that you're able to articulate your feelings into words. You're able to breathe into your anxiety, release and let go. You're able to forgive others, live in gratitude and humility, and separate your feelings from the events that created your low self-esteem. Your low self-esteem is driven by events. The events create the emotions, anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, overwhelmed feelings, grief, and apathy. When you are neurochemically addicted to a set of feelings, you repress your feelings, don't understand them, say, I don't know why I do what I do, my childhood was a blur, I had a great childhood. When you hold on to some of these beliefs that really are disbeliefs that keep you in an overwhelmed state, avoiding succeeding, and then you have more anxiety about failing than you do succeeding, that perpetuates the low self-esteem. Then you end up criticizing yourself for what you didn't do. That way you're able to reject yourself if you can't find someone else to do it for you. Now, as you begin to understand and you become clear on your values, and your values is meaning, as you have a better understanding of meaning. Meaning is what drives the cause. Meaning is purpose. When you are cause-driven, purpose-driven, and you are absolutely crystal clear on who you are, know what you're capable of becoming, and don't feel guilty about succeeding, then you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shaped your low self-esteem. As you start to develop esteem, it's a developable skill. Having self-esteem is it's permission-based. And only you can give yourself permission. It's very common to give someone a compliment, and they're so checked out they don't even hear it. Or they de-edify their own compliment. Oh, this stress? Oh, I bought this at the five and dime. Oh, it's nothing. When you compliment someone, there's a large percent of society just completely checks out on it because they don't feel worthy. They're not good enough. They're not capable. And they perpetuate the same situations to fulfill the same feelings. When you begin to become aware, you understand, you realize, you're in your body, you're in inner knowing, you know, you're in belief, a sense of certainty. When you start to shift your energy, you raise your vibration, you start to produce and project from a different level of emotion, and that emotion creates a different corresponding response. This changes who and what, who and what you attract, to my reality attract, quality, like-minded success seekers that I can partner with. When you start to come from that type of energy, then you don't project being rejected. When you project being rejected, and then you can't find someone to reject you, you'll reject yourself. And this is what one of my clients said to me recently. Everyone I talk to says I'm in a pyramid. Well, what does that even mean? I mean, that's a corresponding response. Well, of course everyone's going to do that because you project it. When society talks about how hard or how difficult, of course changing is really difficult. Oh, because of the holidays, no one's going to buy from me. Oh, my God, getting sober is really challenging. I don't really want to drive across town. That's such a long way to go to a meeting. What that person is saying is they don't have time to devote to their sobriety. Unfortunately, this is standard. It's not normal, it's standard. Normal is what normal is, but what many people do is they create a set of circumstances to avoid letting go, avoid changing, so they can stay in high self-confidence and low self-esteem. So confidence is oftentimes how you feel about a job. The educational system has set you up to trade time for dollars. You're going to get paid what the job is worth. You will never be compensated what you are worth unless you have a job that's worth a lot. Now, knowing that, Many of you are in the process of developing your own businesses from the comfort of your home in a place called free enterprise. And that means you must also be responsible for yourself and your feelings. Responsibility comes from the ability to be responsible. And as you learn to respond rather than react, now you're not the mind-body connection to the events that shaped your low self-esteem and your anxieties. And as you're becoming much better at getting in touch with your feelings, as you're much better at letting go of your anxieties about events that haven't happened, your energy shifts and your energy changes. As you're able to put your ass in the chair in a dedicated block of time, you're able to devote energy to creating results that will compensate you in a very relaxed body. Once again, your energy is going to change. Your perspective is going to change. You're no longer a hard-aholic. You become an easyologist. You practice the art of ease. And you're very clear on your values. Your time is valuable. That's value number one. You are valuable, and you're able to place a value on your time. An hour of my time is worth $200. Now, as you're devoting 5 hours a day at $200 an hour, that's $1,000 a day. You start to do that back to back. Well, there you go. There's your first $30,000 month because you have a value on your time. And when you value your time, you devote it to where it's going to bring you the greatest return on time and the greatest return on energy. And when you let go of your anxieties about guilt and shame, then you don't feel guilty about letting people go who don't qualify for your time, and you don't feel rejected from people who don't tell you no, they tell you they're not ready. As you begin to let go of the mind-body connection to the events, as you're able to be in your power, as you let go of the force-counterforce dichotomy that you grew up in the right-wrong, black-white world. So if you live in a win-lose, black-white, right-wrong, so if you don't get a result, then you're wrong. And if you don't get a result, then you're not good enough. If you don't create a result, then you're a loser. When you live in that black-white world, it relegates you to yes and no, black and white. When you let go of that and you learn to live in a lighter shade of gray, and you're able to be more responsive, and you're able to let go of anxieties about events that haven't happened, your energy shifts and changes, raises your emotional vibration, and you start to feel capable because the repetition and experience is starting to create a compounded effect. What many people do is they avoid perceived pain, and by avoiding perceived pain, they procrastinate. When you let go of your procrastination tendencies and focus on being focused, when you're focused on being focused in a relaxed focus, you're going to attract your reality people of like mind more frequently, people who believe what you believe. You don't get people to believe, you attract people who believe what you believe through your charisma, through your energy. I get asked frequently, how do I change? The real question is, why aren't you committing to it? Change is a choice. Change is an option. Change is the ability to change your feelings about your life. It's the way you perceive situations. As you're able to change the way you look at situations and practice more forgiveness, more humility, more gratitude, your energy will change. This is not a how do I state, this is I am. I am capable, I am lovable, I am letting go of the cause that creates the effect of why I do what I do. I'm no longer in denial. I understand the events that shape my feelings. When you can step into that space of honesty, integrity, that's where the word genuine and authentic starts to have meaning. And when meaning starts to have meaning, now you're purpose-driven. But when someone asks you why you want to own a business and you go, I really want to help people, or I want to travel, or I want freedom, well, until it's really spelled out and felt and meant and touched, then it has no meaning. When you can salivate in the back of your tongue because who you're being and what you're doing has purpose, that's what inspires people. When you're able to uplift people, when you come from power, a state of gravity that doesn't move, then you're no longer in force, in counterforce, where you have to be in constant conflict or argue and bicker with someone who constantly wants to prove you right or you have to prove yourself right. When you let go of this win-lose, black-white dichotomy, then you are in your power. And when you are able to empower yourself, you're able to empower others. But if you focus on helping, rescuing, and saving, you will perpetuate your low self-esteem, your codependent tendencies, so people can disappoint you and set you up to be disappointed. As you have a better understanding of why you do what you do, and you're able to separate your feelings, Now you're changing your energy because you're not personalized situations. You're not making it about you. When you make it about you, you rob other people of opportunities. When you say, I haven't, so I can't. I haven't succeeded, so I can't tell anyone about what I'm doing. I can't contribute because I haven't succeeded. I'm just going to sit back here and get educated and medicated, stay in an overwhelmed body, perpetuating a set of feelings that leads to low self-esteem. Unfortunately, that becomes frequent. That becomes common. It's not normal. It's not normal to overwhelm yourself. It's common. It's not normal to be so anxious that you can't change the way you've been changing. It's conditioned behavior. And unfortunately, a large percent of society does that. They get ready to get ready. They get all their ducks in line. They spend a lot of time getting educated and medicated. They fall into the same trap of that they learned in the educational system in college, the left-right world. And they do a lot of time studying, but not a lot of time producing. Study is not the key to success. Knowledge is not the key to success. The skills are. The practical application, one day at a time, systematically, repetition, experience over a long period of time is what creates the compounded effect. The compounded effect creates the undertow. It creates the momentum, the synchronicity, the synergy required to live a good life. Your self-worth is not conditional on other people. Now, this is what many people do. I can't put myself out there because I'll get judged when I ask, well, who's going to judge you? Well, I can't put myself out there because I don't know who to be or what to say. You're making it about you. You're taking yourself out of the equation. I can't prospect. I can't present. I don't feel good enough. I don't want to be rejected. This is self-talk that drives a lot of inaction. This type of self-talk is intoxicating. It creates a neurochemical response based on a past event that people tend to repress and hold down in their emotional body, avoiding changing. When you tell yourself you don't want to put yourself out there, what you're saying is you're not good enough. And when you become good enough, then you won't be so anxious about the people that aren't going to ever judge you that won't judge you. As you have a better understanding why you create stories and talk in riddles and why you overwhelm yourself to avoid changing, then you won't be the mind-body connection to those events. You're able to be in your power. And then you'll also let go of other people's opinions. Now, many people are so concerned about other people's opinions that they are paralyzed. They are in absolute fight or flight and can't make a phone call, can't write a post, can't write a blog. They're so overwhelmed about making mistakes. When you have a mistake consciousness, it's a direct reflection of your low self-esteem because you are more concerned with making a mistake than you are breaking through. And the breakthrough factor is when you absolutely, unequivocally are in a place to systematically let go one day at a time over a long lifetime. And as you practice the repetition and experience of letting go, and letting go is not a how do I state, it's an I am state. Letting go is a breath in your abdomen. Letting go is a commitment and a decision not to personalize situations that no longer bring you value. Letting go is being able to forgive people who traumatize you. Letting go is being able to forgive yourself for how much freaking time you've wasted getting ready to get ready. Letting go is humility. Letting go is the ability to separate your feelings from the events so you're not the mind-body connection to the events that create your anxiety. When you're no longer overwhelmed, when you're no longer undisciplined, when you're focused on production, results, empowering others, when you're able to uplift people, that ennobles them, not enables them. When you let go of enabling, fixing, over-obligating, and doing more for others than you ever do for yourself, then you can put yourself first without feeling guilty. And you can rotate to the back and to the first, but we want to be able to have a clear distinction on what is required of you to break through. Breakthrough factor number one is commitment. If you don't commit to change, you won't be changing. When you need to, you're interested, you like to, you're not sure, that's your procrastination. That's your avoidance tendencies. That's the self-talk that keeps you in low self-esteem. When you know, when you freaking know, when you know that you know and you know, you will not be denied. But when you doubt, you don't know. You can't know when you doubt because doubt's a mixed message. And doubt is a very safe place to have low self-esteem. conscious awareness is a very empowered state to develop your self-esteem. It means you're consciously aware of why you do what you do. You're aware of what goes on in the universe. You're aware of what goes on in the government. You're in the now. You're in the know. You become an activist for yourself. You commit to living a good life and empowering others to live a similar life who are committed to being with you. And you will find that that breaks down to the LOF, the law of the few. Only a few people have the courage to stand the gaff. Only a few people will go the distance. Only a few people will borrow money and live on borrowed money to be and stay in business. Only a few people will sell off everything they own just to pay to play the game. Only a few people will give you a hug and a high five. But your recognition that you require is going to come from you first. Task well done. Become less recognition conscious and more results conscious. When you focus on results, you'll get recognition. When you focus on recognition, you don't get results. Because you have to be recognized to fluff up your low self-esteem. Well, that becomes a very, very costly practice that you go through because it robs you of your energy. When you are so attached to that recognition, oftentimes you'll do things that are unscrupulous. You'll stretch the truth a little bit. You'll do things you shouldn't do on a Sunday night. You'll bend the rules of the situation because you're so addicted to being recognized that you crave that recognition. You crave that recognition to fluff up your low self-esteem so that you can prove to yourself you're good enough. But you can't cheat the hangman forever. Karma has a way of coming around. And when you live this way, you're going to pay for it in the long run. But when you start to come from grassroots, organic, and build business the way you're supposed to build and the way that you feel good about it, you'll have so much more self-esteem when you get into the middle of the game, because what you're creating is results from a realistic level. Not from something that you trump up or fake. When you let go of faking it till you make it because you're fake, then you can be the real you because you know your value system and you value your time. You trust your feelings. You believe that you are good enough, and you also start to have self-compassion. You feel compassionate for yourself and others. You're able to look at the situation for what it is and not personalize it, and then you start to also be resilient. It's that ability to stay in the game that allows you to break through. Not just stay in the game, but master your emotions while you master the skills. The skills are what create the habits. The habits are what create the results. But when you avoid the skills and avoid the habits, you can't create the results. The results are what create the recognition. If you seek recognition, it's going to come from results. That's why you focus on skills, habits, and results, and that's where you are when your ass is in the chair. Your ass is in the chair in dedicated blocks of time, honing, refining, and fine-tuning your skill set. One of your skills is the ability to breathe, a long breath syndrome. You're able to let go of any anxiety. You're also able to focus on what's going to bring you the greatest return on time and energy. You're also there for teammates who require it, teammates and mentorees and people that you're a leader grower to. That's another dedicated block of time. And this is not drudgery. This is duty. This is service. This is value. Time moves really fast when you're in the flow. Time moves really slow when you're in resistance. And if you're in a resistant state tonight, I can appreciate it. That's exactly why you're on this call. That's why you're going to create a 1% decision, and you're going to let go of the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do, and you're going to step into your power. And that type of power is non-linear. It's not physical. It's emotional. And you live in that kind of power, it has magnetism, it has attractor factor. People begin to feel you. They feel you through the internet. They feel you through your blog post. They feel that you're feeling, and that feeling is called charisma. And that charisma can light up a stadium when you start to really practice and harness it. And it's that kind of charisma that people want to feel. They want to touch it because they know you know. And when you come from that place, you have broken through. And in that breakthrough factor, you're starting to develop a healthy self-esteem. You feel good about self. You don't question or doubt self. You are here and you are now. You know that you know, and you no longer doubt that you know because you know that you know. And it's from that know state, I know, that you will not be denied. And when you cross that bridge that you will not be denied, you won't look over your shoulder and go, oh, wow, I should have stayed on dry land. You shouldn't have. You crossed the bridge to success. You are here and you are now. You're in it to win it. You're not in it to lose it. You don't focus on losing. You focus on succeeding. When you let go of your anxiety about failing, your energy shifts. It energy changes. When you stop saying, but you don't understand my situation, I do. I've coached it a few hundred thousand times. I do understand your situation because practically everyone has a situation that's conditioned behavior that robs them of their low self-esteem, that robs them of their self-esteem, which relegates them to just getting by. Now, when the pain is great enough and that is you and you're committed, then you're going to do what is required of you to be able to let go of the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do. When you are empowered, when you are in your power, when you are in your body, when you're in a relaxed body, when you're here and now, your auditory skills are enhanced. Your ability to see and hear what's meant, not said, is off the charts. When you're able to read the situation for what it is and put it into practical application, you can create a whole new set of circumstances, situations, and results. When you live in resilience, when you're resilient, that means you'll do whatever is required of you to master the emotions, to master the skills. And as you become resilient, you learn to be here, be now, but most importantly, be present. This topic right here is an absolute 4-hour conference on being present. What is required of you to be present? First of all, it's a long breath. Secondly, it's the ability to relax. It's the ability to let go. But when you say, I can't do that, that looks difficult, I've tried that before, you've now talked yourself out of an opportunity based on a past event that's unresolved to fulfill your low self-esteem and your feelings. As you're able to let go easily and effortlessly, you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shaped your feelings. And as you begin to live in the present, you won't be so focused on regrets from the past or anxiety about the future. As you're being here now, more frequently, you're in your body. You are checked in. When you're an outer body experience, you're checked out. You're somewhere on the ceiling, and you're not definitely in your body. As you begin to be here, be now, and really step into your power, you will also attract to reality people of like mind. People will begin to flock to you. It's like a mecca. You've turned the siphon on. People feel it, sense it. They know there's a new sheriff in town, and they want to be a part of, they want to be a part of that culture. And the culture you build will be imperative to the wealth you create, because the culture is what's going to drive the sales. The culture is what creates the transactions. The culture is what creates the volume. And the more you understand that, you will be developing relationships with people who are relatable. And the more relatable that people are, the higher the probability that you will create some results because of the charisma and the relatability of which you begin to attract because you have healthy self-esteem. And as you begin to let go of why you do what you do, and you really get to know self, you start to let go of self-confidence and you start to develop your self-esteem, how I feel about self. And as you let go of your people-pleasing tendencies, you can unequivocally step into your power. And as you become a woman or man of influence, then you are absolutely here and now.
More Heart Than Talent Radio is brought to you today by my book, The Procrastination Cure. Do you avoid errands, chores, and tasks frequently? Do you put off making decisions because you feel overwhelmed emotionally? Do you avoid prospecting for your business? If you are committed to letting go of your procrastinator identity, begin the process of change so you can finally go from procrastinator to producer. To receive your free copy now, go to goldenmastermind.com/pro.